All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the nth episode of the Barkin' Boys podcast. Today, I got a couple of topics extra sensory related, like this guy who made a tin can that makes you see special things, and another dude who can think really hard and then tell what kind of spicy literature you're reading. So that's what I got. I don't know what these guys got because we all kind of hopped on impromptu, but...
Let's talk about skinwalkers.
And talk about skinwalkers? Oh yeah, you said that. I got distracted by talking about the Slenderman episode and Supernatural. That really threw me off my bearings. That's my bad.
You know, Supernatural's top tier if you haven't seen it.
And Matthew, as usual, is researching anything at all right now as we speak. So
no, he's literally
that's why he's being all quiet. He's reading.
Yeah,
this is true.
Either that or he's eating.
No, I'm reading. I was eating, but I still have it on me.
We've bullied him enough.
No, I still have something on it. It's right here. I just have to finish eating it.
You always keep that thing on him. Dude, what's incredible is, like, the two of you are both super skinny, but, like, how much you reportedly, like, consume leads... I don't know. You'd just be, like, a very large man if you didn't have a spectacular metabolism, because you're just never not eating.
Oh, yeah. I've had Whataburger and Chicken Express today. So,
that's not good for you.
No, it's not. But I just really just don't care.
I have an oat.
It's not. You're gonna cook one meal today, and it's gonna be the one tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna cook the one tonight.
So. Okay. Yeah. But that's what we're working with today. I don't know if we'll get to necessarily all of those topics, but I can bust in by talking about this fancy schmancy mirror.
I want to
do that.
Yeah, oh yeah. I want to hear it.
Okay. So, the actual facts surrounding it are. Our little sparse little, I don't know, little Barkin' Boys-esque. So, you know, always take all this shit with a grain of salt, the usual disclaimer. But this one, from what I can tell, is, like, pretty decent. So, if I'm not mistaken, there's this book. Is it a book? I'm not sure if it's a book or, like, an article. But it's a device for correction of psychosomatic human diseases, which is so weird, but...
Bless you.
Anyways, what happened... What? Yeah, thanks. in the Soviet Union, I think it was like in the early 1900s, you know, they were having all these revolts and stuff. There was this guy. His name was Kozarev, and let me figure out what his first name was. It doesn't really matter too much. So Mr. Kozarev was like the super well-known mathematician, science, physics guy. You know how they were all kind of ballers back then? Like, if you knew how to do fucking trigonometry, you were basically a genius type of shit.
Yeah.
Basically, yes.
And so he was in Russia, and he was doing some really advanced trigonometry or whatever. And then one of the fellas at his university or whatever was like, hey, I think this guy's a fucking capitalist sympathizer. I think this guy supports the rich. And, you know, back in those days, it's like, all right, well, straight to the gulag for you. So that's what they did.
God damn.
And this guy spent, like, fucking ages. I don't know exactly how many years, but a few of them in the fucking gulag. And Nikolai Kozarev, that's his name. Excuse me.
Of course, it has to be Nikolai.
Yeah, I mean, they're all named Nikolai. I think that's just like, I think that's Russian for first name, maybe. No, I'm playing. Sorry, his field was astrophysics, so like very special trigonometry. And he got thrown in, I think it was like 20 years for counter-revolutionary activity and hostile propaganda.
For sure.
Which, by the way, in Soviet Russia, if you had somebody that was in any form of political anything, and you walked up to, like, some other higher political dude and was like, hey, I think he likes America. Gone. It doesn't matter what the fuck that dude did. He could be, I mean, Stalin oust, like, a lot of his right-hand man just because, you know, they were so fucking paranoid. So... Just know that the Russians were extremely paranoid about anything and anything that had to do with capitalism. And
if we want to take this a step further, that's the reason, or one of the big ones, why the Russians, or at that time Soviets, had such a difficult time at the beginning of the Second World War. Stalin killed all the good generals.
Yep. Yep.
Like basically single-handedly. Like obviously he got other people to do the killing for the most part, but he was worried that they were like nationalist or counter-revolutionary or whatever, which a lot of them were, right? Like,
yeah,
they're just like, I was a general for the Tsar, and now that the Tsar is gone, I fucking hate this bullshit. And he's like, well, I hate you, and then they killed him.
Yep. Anything that opposed Stalin or even looked like a threat or smelt like a threat or anything towards Stalin and his lackeys,
you just kill. Like, that was the solution to a lot of this, was kill or put in a prison where they can't ever fucking see the light of day for, like, 20-something years.
And it wasn't whatever. It wasn't just the person, either. It was usually their family, too. They got sent to the gulag. So
this guy got the 20 years, but he didn't serve the 20 years, right? I think he only served 10 of them because his homies at the university were like, dude, this guy, like, fucking, he did some pretty cool shit. Let him out. Like,
he's one of the good ones.
But I'm pretty sure he had, like, some colleagues. Like, it was, like, the whole, I don't know if it was a department, but, like say you had, like, a lab with a bunch of dudes in it, and you're, like, and some guy was, like, hey, I think these guys in this lab are talking all kinds of madness. They kill everybody, and then they're, like, well, you did some pretty good work. We'll let you live. So it's, like, imagine if you went to, like, if you were, what was that guy's name? Edison. And you're like, this Tesla guy is a filthy fucking communist. And they like waxed everybody, but they stopped at Tesla going, eh, I don't know. You did something cool with the little boat thing. He figured out RF waves before everybody else. Yeah, we'll let you live.
Sometimes.
Top dog. So he gets out of the gulag a little early because of his fucking homies being like, hey, let him out. It was mentioned in some book, apparently, and that's how we know this, because at the time, they didn't really keep great records. But anyways, during his imprisonment, so while he was just, like, alone, he tried to keep doing physics, right? And he considered the problem of the energy source of stars. Like, he's like, where are the fuck are these stars getting energy from, right? Like, they didn't know about nuclear fusion yet. Right?
Yeah, so they were just like,
they had no clue about the fucking atoms. Dude, imagine like going into prison, coming out, and then somebody trying to explain atoms to you. And you're like this physicist, and you're like, what the fuck?
There's no fucking way.
Yeah, no fucking way. It's worth mentioning, he got out like a year after, he went in at November of 36 and got out in December of 46. So the A-bomb had been detonated. So like, this was a pretty well-known fact. And he's like, nah, that can't be it. It has to be something else. Like, he didn't believe in nuclear fusion.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
I guess by extent fission, but anyways, he didn't like, he while he was in prison, he just went kind of fucking like off on his own rail. Like, because he wasn't in the know for like scientific or what communities or whatever, it's one of those things where if you're not like always learning, you're just like deviating from,
you're just figuring shit out on yourself.
And so he had some like weird shit go on, but one thing he kind of created, or well, he didn't create it, but he designed it. Well, first off, he thought the moon was volcanically active, but that's a
that's fantastic.
So he made a design for this thing, and he was like, he was pretty sure that you could bend time like you would light with a mirror, right?
Interesting.
Odd.
And so he made that fancy mirror I alluded to earlier, which is called, get this, a Kozarev mirror. And it's spelled K-O-Z-Y-R-E-V, so it could be, like, cozy. Like, he could be, like, a very comfortable rev, but that seems a little degrading, so we're not going to let that happen. Anyways, so this guy, Kozna, I don't know, fucking hell.
Russian names, am I right?
God, dude, it's a Russian word. It's going to sound like I'm having a stroke if I try to pronounce it. Some other fellas decided they are gonna make it, right? They're like, well, you know, this guy was smart back in the 20s. I bet his shit still holds up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And so they did. they made this mirror, and they got permission from, it was still the Soviets at that point, to build one in Dikson. It's like north kind of Siberian country right on the edge. I forget how to describe that area of the world. But it's very north. You can see like the northern lights.
Just cold.
It's like an Arctic village.
Fucking cold.
And the experiment was led by this guy named Valil Koznachev. That's what we're going to stick with. Koznachev. Because I'm not going to try again.
I like it.
I need a buddy, and I forgot his buddy's name. And I could probably find his buddy's name, but we're not going to worry about his buddy's name. But anyways, so they went and tested this for not too terribly long. I think it was just like a period of a couple of years. But they get this like little building. And the way the city's set up is it's one of those weird Soviet cities where like everybody lives in just like one building. They're on like the edge of civilization, and they live in the fucking cube. You know?
Yeah, like the big giant apartment buildings or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's just so odd looking when it's just like the only thing for fucking miles is this one apartment building. And that's where people shop. That's where people live. That's where all the socializing went down. Hell, that's probably where the jobs were, right? Like, they were just naked on the edge of the earth. And
just out there.
You got some pretty good views, northern lights and whatnot, and then to the north was whatever, some body of water I still can't think of. The Arctic Sea, I think, is what it's actually called. But anyways, they build this device, and it looks very much like a tin can, like a large tin can. Let me get y'all a little image here.
Yeah, you're right. It is the Arctic Ocean.
But what you got is, in this case, it's like sitting...
Oh, it's top down. It's one that you, a tin can that I thought like man opened up a can of beans, emptied out the contents.
No. Like you can fit like a whole human in there. Yeah. Like it's like a special grade of aluminum, like polished aluminum.
Just think of a porta potty, but like
circular, cylindrical, and then kind of like coiled around itself.
Or aluminium for y'all.
Aluminium? God damn. So. What was crazy was they set up the tin can and they had like a crew working on it. I think there was like five or six guys. Once they like got it all set up, progress just halted for like the first couple of days. Because it emanated fear.
Well, what?
All right.
What? Like everybody just around it just like said they like, and this is like they wrote, you know, when you like do an experiment, you have this big document, and it tells everything you did. The fucking fear, like these people got really fucking scared about it, and what happened was this dude's like, "Hey, maybe we should put the peace flag in it," which is a circle surrounding like three dots. And they picked it out because it represents the Orthodox Trinity. But the symbol itself goes, like, way the fuck back into, like, Eastern, like China, like, that Far East, dating back, like, thousands of years. So it's a really old symbol. And they, like, put it in, and then everybody kind of feels better.
Okay.
So, like...
Well, that's so sweet.
All right, good enough. And so they start, like, putting people in this fucking thing, which I'm pretty sure just indicates they just, like, sat on a fucking, like, a chair or a stool in this tin can with a bunch of shit strapped to their head and just, like, waited for just like, a little while.
Just sitting there.
Yeah, just hanging out, man. Hanging out in the mirror. And so here's where it gets real funny. The reported effects include, but are not limited to... like seeing like a flying saucer in there.
Okay.
Having visions of symbols. And now what's crazy about the symbols is like they had like, I don't know, maybe six or seven subjects that they pulled from the neighboring town. And a lot of them reported the same symbols, even though they never talked to each other. And that one's kind of like a halfway weird one. Cause like arguably if they live in the whole fucking like one brick building, logic states, they might've talked to each other outside of it, the experiment anyways. But for funsies, let's say they didn't talk to each other. And so they all had the same symbols, on, or like a similar set of symbols, reported to each other just from like sitting in this fucking tin can. Like they all hallucinated the same thing. So that's a weird one. And it's like some, it's some crazy ass symbols. Like one's like the eye of God or whatever.
What
you know?
The fuck?
The
okay.
Eye in the triangle.
Of course.
Shit like that. Those type of symbols.
It's also crazy to think about, you know, I guess they're, you know, you're isolated. And I guess if you're isolated for a long enough time and you know, your mind starts to do things. I know that you can just, it's almost like a, I don't know. Some of it could be mental as well. Just like, you know, your brain just coming up with things. It's kind of like how, like if you're in a dark room, your mind can trick you into thinking you see something move and stuff. But it's just really weird that they saw some of the same symbols.
So I'm glad you bring that up. Because another thing that happened while these people were in the mirror, I'm just going to refer to the tin can as the mirror now.
Okay.
Or sorry, aluminum can. Let's be precise. Outside of the building, people were like guarding it or whatever, because, you know, it was like Russian state. It's like half of the jobs that existed were guarding something, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, of course.
Wouldn't want those Western spies to get in or anything.
Of course. Get out of my tent.
And like, so inside, this lady was like talking, because you could like talk through, I'm pretty sure, and just like say, hey, this is what I'm seeing, because it's not a very like thick structure. They're like, hey, I'm seeing like this little UFO in here. This is weird. And then people outside of the building were like, there's a fucking UFO on top of the building.
like are they just messing with
it? No. There's like an alien fucking spaceship. Like
they were just like, oh my god, there's a UFO. I mean, I tell you what.
Yeah, there's like little drawings of it. I can't find them right now, but it's just like these little drawings of like a UFO just like hovering above a building. Like,
oh my okay. god, if I'm inside this isolated thing and I'm like, oh look, I see a UFO. What? And then the person outside's like freaking out, like, oh my god, there's a UFO outside.
No. These are like guards outside. Like they didn't realize this happened at the same time until later.
What the fuck?
Like, these two people were not talking to each other. There was no fucking, like, oh, shit, I can see the UFO from the window. It was like the guards who were stationed outside the building are like, did we report this shit? Like, a fucking UFO here.
Oh, my God.
They
were talking to him.
So, very creepy. Another thing that happened was, one time they got, like, an artist from the town to just, like, come say, hey, draw what you're seeing in there, right? And so he does, and it's like one of them is like three black triangles, one of them is like this circular object like falling into Earth, and then one of them is, it looks like a couple of like little spaceships above Earth, maybe, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
They're kind of crude drawings, like he just kind of fucking made them while he was chilling in the fucking, the tank. And anyways, while that happened, while he was drawing them, all of the scientist instruments stopped working. So they're just like, well, he's drawing some shit in there. We're just going to let him be for like another hour, right?
Right.
Well, once all their shit comes back online, and it coincidentally happens about the time the guy gets out, well, the shit comes back online, they get a call from, I forget what it is, some national institute of like, I don't know, some science place, and they're like, hey, the electromagnetic field where you're sitting went from its normal reading of 160,000 units, of which I cannot remember the name, to about 900,000 units for a little bit there, but you're back to normal. Just...
Oh, thanks. What?
And apparently, like, where they could normally see, like, the aurora borealis, the sky had, like, split open and shone God for just a minute, right?
Because
the aurora borealis is electromagnetism, or a result of it.
Just open up.
And so, like, the people in the town were like, oh, that was pretty crazy. But, you know, I just got back to it, I guess.
Oh, what? People saw God, they're like, yeah, that's normal. That's all right. Whoever's up there, he's just...
That is what it is. But it's so fucking weird, man.
It's kind of crazy. See,
a couple more things happened. Sorry, what's up?
Well, I was going to say, it could just be, like, one of those cases of just mass hysteria. Which is, you know, just kind of being the counter argument to, you know, them seeing it, all that stuff is, you know, one person goes in there and let's say he either hallucinates and sees something and he goes and tells somebody And, you know, then it just becomes, like, spread throughout the town, and then the whole town's just kind of like, oh my god, I see a UFO. And they're like, you saw that, right? And they're like, yeah, I saw that. And, you know, it could be just, like, a weird case of mass hysteria. But, you know, that's just, like, one of the, like, it's just an explanation I could come up with just to be, you know, the counter-argument to an actual alien spaceship showing up.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Also, I'm going to send you all this this link to a Russian documentary on it.
Interesting.
Is it in, like, Russian?
Yeah, I think it has subtitles, though. Okay, no, so they were chilling sideways. They weren't, like, sitting up on a chair.
Wait, hold on. I got to pull this up.
They were laying down. I don't know. I was just looking through frames of the video. And then I'm going to send you some more of these weird-ass symbols real quick. Just so you can have a frame of reference. And for those listening, it's like there's the eye, there's, like, I don't know, just some weird fucking symbols, man. It's like if you were doodling. One of these is just like 1 through 7, I guess. One's obviously a little rocket ship. I don't know. It's just different shit. But they found a lot of the ones that people, like, in common saw were from like Sumeria, right? Which, that's pretty weird. Because that place has not existed for, like, 2,000 years. So that's neat, I guess. A neat little side note. Where else were we going with this? So, I mean, that about sums up what happened, like, while they were doing the experiments. But later, some of those people who actually went in the mirror fucking claimed to have, like, the fucking... What do you call it? Special abilities, like X-Men type shit, like
telekinesis.
Well, not just telekinesis, but, well, probably not telekinesis at all. But, like, one woman's okay. Like, dude, I can fucking feel the vibes on people like crazy now.
Oh shit, yeah.
Another thing that happened was people who were in there, if they, like, stayed in there for, like, a period of hours, would, like, feel like they were, like, a Roman legionary or something, like, hallucinate so vividly that they just, like, claimed without a shadow of a doubt they were there.
Interesting.
And there's no way to prove that one, but that was a pretty neat one to me. Like, ah, shit, man, you hopped in the little time machine. And that's what people started calling it, was a time machine. Because that was the original intention by Kozarev himself, right? The Nikolai guy. Was that this could bend time. And that's one of the reasons they put it all up in the Arctic anyways, because they thought, hey, this ice probably holds the memory of history, and I don't know about all that.
What?
That's not the first time I've heard something like that, but...
Oh, my God. Okay, so, just real quick, I just typed in, you know, this mirror on Google, and I got to an experiments page. They did an experiment in 2010.
Oh, shit, this is news to me.
The
fucking CIA has.
The famous magazine Journal of Personality and Social Psychology published an article by a famous American psychiatrist, Professor Daryl Bem, B-E-M, Bem, specializing in social psychology, which claims that people can receive signals from the future, but most of the signals are weak but entirely credible.
Jesus.
Sick.
Do what?
Barking Boys
I think
trip?
We need to build one of these. No, we could just build this one. This is a Barking Boys
project.
Fucking Bob the Builder project.
I'm on it. How do we get aluminum? Sounds kind of expensive.
Really? I don't think so.
Hold on. How much is aluminum? For non-bomb reasons.
For non-bomb reasons. Hey, did anybody see the latest comment on the last comment on one of our things was a guy that commented and his thing was not the FBI. His name was not the FBI. And I commented back and was like, it's about time y'all showed up.
That's fucking hilarious.
We have talked about some things. You know what I mean?
That might make the FBI
a few things.
We should be on a list.
Well... I didn't light that building on fire in Waco, so I'm not too worried about it.
Okay, speaking of craziest things, too. Okay, so shout out to this podcast that I'm about to name off. Of course, everybody probably has heard of Windigoon, or Moist Critical Charlie. They do a podcast together called The Red Thread. They just released the Waco, Texas Siege today as well. Which is, I was just like, damn.
I can't believe they're fucking copying us.
God! We should call them out and make a big deal about it and be like, hey, we
did it first. That's the Barking Boys.
That's how we caught Chase. Anyways, God, I'm just kidding.
So too.
But Matthew, how much are we looking at here? Can we figure out anything on how much this is going
to
cost?
It's showing yardage, but it's not showing. I'm still trying to find a price.
Well, just give me. I mean, shit, we can. Let's
see. Okay, we're getting real off track.
Yeah,
right?
we are pretty off track.
Okay, so I. Besides the fact that I guess someone else tried it, another couple of things that some fellas have seen in the tube was, like, multiple people reported the presence of, like, he'd be chilling in there for a while, and then this dude, like, who is just made of, like, white light comes and chills with you. Like, you can feel his presence.
What the fuck?
Wait, so homie just climbs in the box at the end, chills?
Well, I mean, like I don't think he, like, climbs in.
No, he just maybe. He comes in there. He makes himself appear.
Aluminum scrap prices in Texas. That's funny as fuck.
They have all of
but he, like, hook up shit with you. And then, like, apparently he gave some people some messages about, like, hey, you're fucking destroying your planet and shit, which that's, like, super lame. Like, I mean, if you're going to come and talk to me in the tube, don't give me fucking shit about climate change.
Nothing
I can do about it.
I mean, yeah, sure. I've got an old car sitting in the driveway that puts out more emissions than it probably should, but fuck, at least I don't take a 13-minute flight, you know.
I don't give a fuck how many fucking aliens talk to me. I'm not putting the catalytic converter back on my car.
You cannot make me put the mufflers back on my car. It sounds really good. Okay? Listen, the aliens would agree with me. All right.
It's big corpos anyways, man. It's not us. Don't worry about that.
We should cut the mufflers off an alien spaceship. And
they're all going to be silent until we straight pipe the fucking the saucer, bro.
The Barking Boys, man, are really out here straight piping UFOs.
We're going to be the fucking, those people with the fucking, what are they called? The angle grinder?
Oh, it just saws off just out there? UFO. Yeah, saws off.
100%.
Yeah. Hey, look, Ricky, I found one of these dang old UFOs or whatever. I cut the cats off of it, though. They're, like, glowing and shit. I don't know.
Okay, but anyway, so they also claimed they felt like they were being mind controlled. Like, their thoughts stopped being their own for a while, and that didn't really go away once they got out. Other people had some, like, weird vibes and shit as they got out of there, and some people think that, like, once you go in and kind of, like, get exposed to non-linear time, it just, like, cracks open your mind a little bit. Like, all right, now we need to look for things that are not cause and effect. We also need to look for, like, external things, too.
Isn't there, like, a movie about taking a pill and you get to, like, open up the rest of your mind or whatever?
Oh, Limitless?
Bradley Cooper? Limitless. So that's basically what these guys did, is they just accessed the other part of their brain.
I was 100% sure you were going to say The Matrix.
mean, true.
No, I mean, yeah, that too. You go into the tin tube and you become part of The Matrix. Samuel L.
And it never feels the same afterwards.
That was definitely not Samuel L. Jackson in the movie.
I was about to say, that was... Lawrence Fishburne.
So, somebody continue on before I fuck this up even more.
You're going crazy, man. We need to stop you from diverging this conversation.
Somebody put me in that damn tube so I can access the rest of my brain and
you
use
need
it.
You spend fucking 40 minutes in the tube. Tell us how it goes.
So speaking of
this is definitely one of those things I do. Sorry, what's up? What's up, Matthew?
I was going to say, speaking of the tube and out of body and incredible experiences, I found one of the aptly named plants that causes the most pain, reportedly, in the world.
That has nothing, dude. Your segue's broken.
Dude, I was
dog.
Trying
Take
to find a segue,
and
it just was not there.
I'm not quite done yet. Let me spit out.
Sorry.
One last
Yeah, no, you're good.
The dude who ran the experiment in, like, near the North Pole has spent the rest of his life, like, going to weapons conferences and saying, hey, please don't use this as a weapon.
Wait, is... what? Oh, my God. What are we going to do? Just put our, like, enemies that we find in the tube and make them go through the tube?
I mean, time out, get in the
tube. You're being interrogated by the white man.
The UFOs shall tell
he's
me.
He's gonna give you, yeah, dude. You're gonna get fucking space cholera if you let that happen. Anyways, okay, sorry. I just wanted to spit that out because that's a neat little fact.
Oh, that's insane.
But hold up, well, let me ask you, gentlemen, would you get in?
Yeah, fuck yeah. That sounds
dumb
as shit.
Whatever. I'm here to try it. Fuck it. I mean, okay. A little skeptical, but I'm gonna try it.
That thing sounds wild. That sounds like
all a right. Time. And before you get in the tube, Matthew's gonna rub this plant on you. Plant
yes.
on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. While the skinwalker talks to you holy in the form of a wolf. Anyways, continue on about your plant, Matthew.
So
oh shit, I knocked some shit over. One sec.
No, you're good. Sorry. So found in Australia and Malaysia. It's called the one of the casual names, it's called the Gimpy Gimpy or the Suicide Plant.
The what?
Gimpy Gimpy.
It sounds stupid, but hear me out. It is stupid.
I mean, I've heard of it before, but never by that name. That's pretty lame.
It's also dendrocyanide more, whatever the fuck that is. I can't read that. But
the Australian to English conversion is this fucking hurts.
Oh
mate.
So basically, it's this plant that has thousands upon thousands of spores, or rather, little what do you call them? Spikes that are on this plant. And they release a very powerful neurotoxin whenever it's touched. The pain can last up to 2 years. When some of the people have reported that it starts off as it feels like you're being stung by at least 30 or more wasps, and then from there it just keeps ramping up. Some people have said that they have lost their vision. That's also called a suicide plant because people have said the pain never stops, that it just either stays consistent or it gets worse. Once they've gotten stung, they can report back in from like 18 months later and be like, hey, it's been so bad, I want to off myself, right? That was how they had gotten that name. The neurotoxin was actually so potent that this plant, even if it was sitting for hundreds of years, if it was a 100 years old plant, the neurotoxin still causes the same effects.
Holy
that
shit.
It's still brewing inside of this thing. And it just stays locked into your skin for God knows, and your flesh for God knows how long. They do have a
until
solution.
Until you kill yourself, I think.
Yeah. They do now have a solution, but back in the day, whenever they first found it, people just got fucked up from it. As well as, it's not just touching the plant. These spores are released into the air around the plant. So even if you're like kind of close, then you're a little bit fucked. You will know immediately. And for the first 30 minutes, it's really bad, and then it just keeps getting worse from there. And people have wanted to use it as a potential weapon of war.
Oh my god, of course. What?
Well, I mean, like, that's what anybody ever wants to do with anything cool. It's like, sure. Alright, so this sounds like the most terrible way to die. How can I, like, turn this into a flamethrower? Like,
so, interestingly, it's they wanted to use it as a biological weapon. And
well,
in 1960-something, I think it was 68, the British were very interested. They wanted to use this neurotoxin to develop a bioweapon.
I'm pretty sure
the
they have like
convention. Like
I don't know what I think that one just says don't shoot like unarmed people or something. Like I don't think it has anything to do with using things that like cause unnecessary pain, because like that's what Germany tried to do with the trench gun. But I digress.
Sadly, Zach was actually right. It was banned from the Geneva Convention.
Oh,
it would violate that. I think it was. It would have violated it to be used in. I think it was when the fuck were they going to use it? World War.
No,
one or two?
No. Well, if you're in the 1960s,
it would have been
Wars.
World War III.
Yeah,
oh, true,
it,
true.
Had it happened, yeah.
Yeah, they're basically like, hey, fucking, don't you know? Maybe don't do that. That's stupid. Also, you can drink the juice out of it if you get rid of all those spores and toxins, which is
wait,
some people
what?
Still do. Which I don't understand. The
it's
fucking
like
that's like not
fish.
Having like why would you try the risk, right? What the fuck?
It's like,
I mean, like what we eat cuttlefish though, right? Like
that's, oh yeah, true.
That's what that is.
And you also need to like have a certain speciality in like it, taking care of that toxin so it doesn't, you know, kill people.
Yeah, I mean, like people wanting to eat the thing is not terribly unreasonable. I mean, like it's super unreasonable, but I just mean like it's not unexpected.
Yeah, I mean, people are gonna eat things if they look at it and like, yeah, I mean, shit, they eat other people. But anyways,
Jesus Christ. There what? Was a report of... Huh?
Nothing. Continue on. Sorry.
There was somebody who was in the military in World War II. He fell into the plant whenever he was in his military training. And he reported that the pain was so intense that he had to be strapped down to a hospital bed for weeks.
My God.
They finally found it. Getting kicked in the balls, but a plant.
Oh, as well as horses that are stung run off cliffs to avoid the pain.
Oh my God!
It's really rough.
that was an extreme reaction. Really? That's what got you out of all this? Not the, and we, the human species, decided to use it against one another. You're like, a horse ran off a cliff? No
shit. I could give two shits about humans, but animals? Come on now. Horses are neat. They like running shit.
Jesus,
that is all they're good
that
for.
Is, that right. Is what they do, yeah. But I was just, I thought that was interesting. It's insane. It's...
What the fuck? The common recommended first aid treatment is to
9mm.
is to use wax or sticky tape to just pull the hairs
and
out of your arm.
Mm-hmm. That's insane.
And then the Yuka Yuka people, which is, I bet, where they get the name from. The Yuka Yuka people of... I'm gonna... this is exactly... the Yuka Yuka people of Mossman Yorge.
I don't think
in
that
Australia.
That's right, but...
No, it's literally what it... Don't worry about it, I'm credible. Used a method that essentially is similar, making a juice from the fruit or the roots of the plant, applying it to the area... and then scraping it off with a mussel shell.
Ew, what the fuck?
I mean, like, fantastic. Okay, so a mussel shell is like a razor, right? Like,
yeah, basically just, you know, kind of scrape that bitch. You're just taking the...
It's like the credit card to the fucking bee sting. Like, oh, this isn't terribly new.
But they said that the hairs are so fine that the skin will also often just close over the top of them and just leave them in there.
Oh, dude, that's when you start skinning yourself. That's when we get to Funky Town, right? Oh, my goodness. All right, well, I mean, like, that's a cool plant. That'd be one for the garden, for sure.
Yeah, we'll add that. That'll keep everybody out, right?
Oh, there's people on YouTube that touch it, by the way. I just wanted to let you guys know.
Of course,
from my research.
Of course. I mean, there's what, that YouTuber that likes to get stung by all
those
animals?
Oh, he's one of them, yes.
Coyote Bill or whatever.
Coyote Peterson?
Yeah, Peterson or whatever. Motherfucker wants to get stung by everything that moves. Swear to God. Alright, so, you know, dealing with nature and stuff, and there's nothing that, you know, says more nature like the Indians. Because the Indians always had a big tie back to nature and themselves, like most of the religions tie back towards nature and stuff. Which I've always thought is really cool.
To be fair, they didn't really, like, if we're talking about, like, Native Americans, a lot of them didn't have, like, a particularly robust religion. It was more like spirits and stuff.
Yeah, it was more, but... yeah. But, you know, a lot of it had a tie back towards nature and stuff. Some of it, at least. Hey, I'm a registered Indian, by the way, so that's cool. Anyways, so we're going to talk about the good old Skinwalker. So
was that you just showing your fucking credentials on it or what?
Yeah, no, I'm an
expert because I am.
I'm a registered Choctaw Indian. This is
how many days have you spent on a reservation not driving through it, partner?
Neither. Anyways, I do get their newspaper in the mail though.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
you're up to date.
Yeah, I'm always up to date. So I get a letter.
That's less credible
chief,
that you get.
Hey, I know what's going on there. No, okay. I don't. Anyways, so the Skinwalker, as I keep saying it, and maybe I'll just summon it if I keep saying it, like Bloody Mary or whatever.
Doing great.
I think you're actually supposed to not say it.
True. Yeah, I actually don't think I'm supposed to be saying it either. So we're going to go with...
If you speak its name or think about it too much, you summon the creature. And
hey, what's that behind me? Hold on. Oh, that's just a black cat. Never mind. Anyways.
That's what it wants you to think.
Yeah. Riff, what are you doing? Okay, anyways.
That's not Riff. Riff's about to put him down, man.
Oh, no. Did you know
they've actually learned how to use guns, so you're done for.
Riff, what are you doing with that? Put that down. I'm calling the police. Anyways. The Native American spooky walkie man. As I shall now name
that
him.
Is, yep. Okay, I want you to keep that consistent. Let's
okay,
keep, let's,
the Navajo spooky walkie man. In the Navajo folklore, they're literally just evil witches that have the ability to shapeshift and gain abilities based off of like the animal they can shapeshift into. But like the thing with their shapeshifting is they have to be wearing the skin of said thing they want to change into. So like, you know, if you see one wearing a wolf skin or whatever, a wolf pelt, he can theoretically change into a wolf. Or, you know, some of that. They'd also wear the skin off of other humans and apparently change into other humans too, but you know. But that's kind of like where they get their name from, because they walk around with skin on them. What did I call them before? Spooky walkie man, thank you. Anyways, they also, the way you could like kind of tell that, you know, a spooky walkie man was a spooky walkie man in their transformed state is they would have more human eyes than the animal they had changed into, as well as just not being totally looking like a wolf or whatever they got into. But they wielded dark magic, which they would use to inflict harm onto other peoples, which included mind control by staring into someone else's eyes. They use curses.
And that's why I don't make eye contact with people. No other reason.
No other reason. they would... Okay, anyways, had to get that one out. The spooky walkie men, the area around it was, of course, Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah, and, like, small parts of Colorado. But,
it's a hell of a range.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just kind of, like, over there. It's kind of, like, next to us or whatever.
Worth mentioning these tribes were fucking nomadic, and they did cover that area.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they
like,
did. It's not like they
regularly.
Yeah, it's not like they stayed still. Mm-hmm. But,
I think there were, like, a couple, but they were on the coasts. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
So, spooky walkie men, started as just, like, medicine men. And that's kind of, like where they, like, get their start, is they'll start as medicine men, but they will continue to want more power. Just like Anakin from Star Wars, and, you know, he starts as a Jedi, wants more power, becomes Darth Vader.
That's actually where they got the inspiration from this myth. They watched Star Wars and they're like, "Hey, we could
make something out of this." Even though Revenge of the Sith came out in 2006. Anyways, they just got corrupted by wanting a lust for power and started getting into dark magic and shit, and or they would like get pissed off at like someone who like did them wrong or whatever, and they would be fueled by hate and other things. In order for them to first get their powers, is they usually have to kill another human, or they, unalive themselves.
Fantastic.
Don't ask me how that works, but apparently
that's a real roll of the dice, ain't it?
Yeah. You either knock out homie or take yourself out and you get, you know, you can get powers.
Well, and I know, I just mean, like, the waxing yourself for sake of growing, like, it's like 50-50, you're just waxing yourself, right? Like,
yeah, it could happen, it could not.
Could just be making a bad call.
But, of course, modern-day stuff like Reddit and whatnot has taken the Skinwalker and just kind of, like, shot it to the moon. And so everybody that walks through the woods either sends a Wendigo or a spooky walkie man. You know, a lot of people like will go into the woods and either see like some kind of animal or something, and it'll either behave funkily and they'll be like, oh my god, spooky walkie man. And but it's usually just kind of like a, you know, the wolf walked funny for like half a second, and they're like, that dude gonna stand up and kill me.
Sometimes I think Hershey is like part human, and then she does the dumbest shit I've ever seen, and not even my 7-month-old would do that. It's so dumb, and I'm like, probably not. Just a thought.
Yeah, there's no way. Okay, so what is Stephen was referring to is Stephen has a German Shepherd.
It's worth mentioning that Hershey is a German Shepherd dog. Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Hershey is a German Shepherd, and I as well have a German Shepherd mix. Her name is Nelliel.
They're supposed to be smart, but they're not.
And I swear to God, the both of them could go into an IQ test and both come out with 1 point between the two of them. And that's
they would share.
And they would share that 1 point between the two of them. But anyways, it's just kind of like part of Native American folklore is these nightmare witches with their dark abilities and stuff could come out of nowhere, change into, you know, whatever skin they were wearing. It was kind of like limited on what they could like wear though. It was more like the natural creatures that was like around that area, mountain lions, wolves. And then every time they would change into a certain creature, they would get a certain power from that creature, whether it was speed, claws, night vision, you know, stuff like that, just based off of kind of like the animal they were wearing or changed into.
Just kind of like a traditional druid, but way fucking scarier.
Yeah, it's like evil druid. Halzin is coming for you. He is going to have you for dinner. But not to be confused with the Wendigo. The Wendigo and the spooky walkie men are two different things from two different things because the long pointy dude, he likes to consume humans. While the spooky walkie men just kind of like to just kill everything. Just for greed and power and whatnot. So, yep, that's my story on the spooky walkie men. And they are not the long pointy nose or pointy antlered other dudes that like to hang out in the forest.
This was a real stretch on like how to alter your language mid-sentence.
Hey, I was doing my best to figure out how to say that one W word without summoning it behind me.
I mean, it's too late. You already did. But
oh, damn it. But, what is that? Okay.
Oh, he's actually wigging out right
he's,
now.
This is insane.
I just bumped my mic with my headset. It's fine.
Oh, you're going to have some time, man.
Hey, if I say Wendigoon enough, do you think he'll show up? He's kind of a nice guy. I don't mind him.
He seems all right.
Yeah. Me and him can talk about the Waco Siege. The government, am I right? Anyways, no, I'm kidding.
You people believe this.
But
Also, in the comments, if anyone has a recommendation for a keyboard Zach can use, just like a fun little side fact before we head out, he's broken like 4 of them, and he just keeps buying the same
one over and over again. This is my second one. It's a Steel Series, and it's
this
fine.
This is number 3. This is the third.
No, it's not.
Because you've heard it broke.
You're
going insane. No.
I only broke this one once. And the previous one that I had was a Walmart one before the Steel Series one, like a Walmart one.
Okay, yeah, we'll give you a pass this time.
I broke
that one.
Maybe
you're just, like, fucking terrible with keyboards.
I might be abusive towards keyboards.
I think you might just, like, get really mad when you die in a video game.
Listen.
Hey, man, I punched a monitor open, so I can't talk.
Listen, the space bar on here is to drop bombs in War Thunder, and let me tell you what, I gotta spam that shit when I get over the point, all right?
Yeah, because you can't just count.
No, you can just spam it until you run out of bombs. What do you mean? I can reload.
Okay, and then other than that, thank you, Haley Clark 2711. We got multiple comments from you. Each one's a treasure. Thank you.
Is that the one that came from? Is that the one that came from this channel? I think. Anyway, yeah, Haley Clark. We have. We are not the FBI. Saying extinct by RNG.
Oh yeah, yeah, extinction by yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Of course, we got Winged Horse. She always laying it down with the good comments. Our sauce be yum. I'm dying. Oh man, should we recite that again?
No. I think that's actually, if any of us try to ever be religious, whatever God we choose will look upon this moment and say, "You really shouldn't have done it twice."
Yeah.
So
well,
I'll be all right.
It is my God now. So
I suppose so.
Shout out to Weekly for, you know, he definitely did some kind of comment over here. I don't know who you are. You know,
I think we've already called that one out.
Yeah, I'm just calling him out again, just for
we're just reading the comments again.
We
crave social interaction, and this is basically the only socializing we get. So
yeah,
this is
how we escape the dark terrors that are inside our minds, by reading the comments section. So
I'm about to invest in some aluminum for no reason.
Yeah, no reason.
The stock's gonna go up. I can feel it.
Vidith is going to be the person I throw in first.
And hopefully we don't see the spooky walking man inside.
Alright, well, that's pretty much all I got. Look out for whatever he keeps calling it, and be safe. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh.